We commissioned last night John and Hazel Smith. John just got out of prison a couple years ago. He's a disciple-making animal. Hazel's unbelievable, and John's going to talk about them. But they are rapidly being raised up and are about, you can call him Reverend Smith now, because he's about to go pastor at the church in Park City. It's one of our seven groups, and he's going to go up there. The guy that was up there was leading. My brother went and preached on equipping ministries out of Ephesians 4. It was just awesome stuff. Tim brought the word, and the guy that's leading it decided, that's not me. I'm not that guy. And so, which is awesome for someone to know who they're not, as well as to know who they are. And so in the middle of that, the Lord set up some stuff where John is going to end up being the pastor at the Church of Park City on Sunday morning. So we're going to see him a lot. Isn't that awesome? It's great. We knew that he was headed this way. He got a strong teaching and leadership gift on him, and we're just excited about these guys. We're going to see them a lot on Saturday nights, but they won't be here as much, which has been kind of their family. So, Jonathan.
Yeah, so you guys have heard the story before. I met John in prison back in March of 2011, and we spent the first hour and a half talking about Jesus, just straight through, and realized this guy had something special about him. And the very first thing he said to me that was on his heart, I was thinking about this last night, that he wanted to do was found something called Transformation Ministries. And he was working on getting the articles of incorporation together in a 501c3 and explaining to me how he was, it was all about the teaching of being transformed, the process of metamorphosis from a caterpillar to a butterfly and all that. And I was pondering that and praying for him last night and thinking about how John's life really has been, and his marriage with Hazel and her life have been, a transformation in front of us all. And what an amazing thing to see him go from the meth cook murderer that he was to the pastor that he is, with a faithful, spirit-filled wife at his side, to watch him go through the anxiety that he started with as a new believer to confidence in the Lord's will and trust. We started meeting with them and doing some marriage counseling stuff. They were married over the phone, and they were married the first, 5 years like that, 5 or 6 years or something before they even lived together. And so they just made drastic steps forward. Their marriage transformed into just a peaceful kingdom home. And all along, we've said, and John's known, that he's called to preach the gospel. And that word was on our heart a couple of years ago, woe to me, like Paul said, if I don't preach the gospel. And so now another process of transformation has taken place, and he's being transformed from the caterpillar in the cocoon here of El Dorado to where I think he's going to spread his wings over in Park City. And so I'm going to let him share his heart. I just had a scripture on my heart for him that I'd like to, I'll share that afterwards, and we'll pray that over you.
What do I say? I love you guys, and man. So when I got out of prison, I was really scared about coming to church because I didn't know how I was going to be received, and I thought I was going to be rejected, and there was going to be shame and stones thrown, and it was quite the opposite. I was loved beyond measure, and you guys aren't my church or my family. And so you guys provided an atmosphere for me and my family to come and grow and to experience love. And, you know, my first year, I really thank Jonathan and Amy and Brock McKay. They gave me the word, your ministry is at home for your first year, and they charged me with that. And that was important because I had to go home and build a foundation with my family. And you guys sheltered that, and you supported us, and you were there through our highs and our lows. When Hazel was diagnosed with rare brain disease and we didn't know what was going to happen, you guys were there. You fed us, you supported us, you prayed for us. You were there for the celebration of our baby boy, you know, being born. And you guys have been there for me. You're going to be here for my daughter's baptisms, and I love you guys so much. And when I look at all of you, I see Jesus individually in each one of you and the different manifestations that he's wired you and created you to be. And what a phenomenal family. And for those of you that are newer here or those that have even grown up here, you don't realize what a blessing this family is. This is such a great dynamic. You're blessed beyond measure with the spiritual family you have. So enjoy it and enjoy each other. And I just want to thank you. It's hard to leave. I want you to know that when Abraham was called to leave his family, and that's not what's happening. I'm not going to a whole other country, but in discipleship, there's joy and excitement in following in obedience to the Lord, but there's pain. There's pain, and there's pain for me leaving. There's excitement, but there's pain. And so I'm not, you know, going 200 miles away or 1,000 miles away, but I'm going to be gone from amongst you for the most of my Sunday mornings, and I won't see you. And I just want you guys to know that I love you, and I want to leave a blessing of life on you guys. I want to bless you with life. That God, what you're doing here is so amazing in El Dorado, and the growth, the organic growth in the church and the families here, and the strong leadership and the love of prayer. I thank you for the way you've instilled prayer in my heart. This is a praying people, and that's not common among a lot of churches. And so I thank you for that. And when I think about Jonathan, this is my dearest brother on the planet. When I think about not being here with him, it just breaks my heart because I love him so much and he's meant so much to me in my walk. I wouldn't be here today without him and his leadership, him and his wife pouring into our marriage and blessing us, and Sam coming alongside and pushing me forward and encouraging me. It's been a blessing to be here with you guys. It's been an honor to be here with you guys, and I love you, and I just leave my blessing on you. Ask for your prayers, that you'd pray for us as we go into Park City. Like I said last night in Wichita, I have nothing good to offer anybody in Park City but Jesus, which is everything, and that's all I need. I'm just an ordinary man with a troubled past that God has ambushed and wrecked and changed, and so my heart for Park City is to see the church resurrected there, and so I don't know what else more to say, but I love you guys, and thank you for loving me.
Amen. So I had just as a commissioning for you, Isaiah 42, a couple of verses here on my heart. It says, I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you, and I will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles in Park City. To open the eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. I will lead the blind by ways they have not known. Along unfamiliar paths I will guide them, and I will turn the darkness into light before them and make the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do, and I will not forsake them. So I'd like to pray that. And anybody who feels led, would you come up here and let's lay hands on them and just bless them and send them off. John's first Sunday preaching is this coming Sunday. Sam Steel and Thunder, they're sharing the preaching on May 7th.
I want to say before Jonathan does that and everybody coming forward, just John already said it. I can't say enough about what Jonathan's done. It's hard to describe. He and Lizzie have poured their guts out for these guys, and it blessed them, but it's going to have a ripple effect. It's already blessed so many other people, but you have to acknowledge that. Jonathan has been a good daddy to this son, an amazing daddy, and I've been proud to watch it. Go for it, buddy.
God, what can we say, but you are good. You are so good to us, Lord. We thank you for these relationships. Thank you for this precious brother and sister in the faith. And we just send them with our blessing, Lord. I pray that you would use them to open the eyes that are blind, Lord.
Yes.
And lead the captives out of prisons and dungeons that they're in, Lord.
Yes.
I pray for many people to be set free through John and Hazel Smith and this ministry in Park City. I pray for what he described here, Lord, in this church to be the case in Park City. I ask for a praying church. I ask for a giving church, Lord, a going church. I pray for many disciples to be made, Lord. Would you turn the darkness into light before them, God? God, we just ask that you would be glorified. Mm-hmm. Through this ministry, through John and Hazel's marriage, through their life, through their children, Bless them, Lord. We pray that you would keep them. Your hand would be over them, Lord. You'd guard and protect them, Lord. You'd fill them with wisdom. You'd provide all of their needs, Lord. God, we just ask you for your kingdom to come in Park City and your will to be done there. What has been known as a place for the covering up of evil, Lord, what has been known as a place of darkness and death, I pray that it would be a place of life and freedom, Lord. The name of Jesus would be exalted there, Lord. So bless my brother and sister as they go. We pray they would be filled with the Spirit. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good. Now go get them, buddy. Buddyette.